We're going to talk about the most important position in all of sports, and that is the quarterback in the National Football League. We'll do it with a guy who spent a lot of years playing that position in the NFL. Don Strock joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. How you been, Don?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Nice to hear your voice again. Appreciate you coming back on. I know you keep up with Dolphins, and Ryan Tannehill obviously has been the big story through the first quarter of the season. Let's get the Don Strock evaluation, what you've seen from the rookie.
Well, I am quite impressed with Ryan Tannehill. I think, the pros for him are obviously that his head coach, Mike Sherman, is the offensive coordinator, and they're running the system that he ran at Texas A&M. His athletic ability is tremendous. He can throw in the run, move around in the pocket. He's got great arm strength, much better than I thought from watching him in college games. And he seems to control the game well. You know, I think he's got the respect of the players in the huddle, and that's very important at that position. As far as the cons are concerned, he needs to be able to look people off. I mean, this is what's happening when the ball's getting tipped, a lot. Jesse the guys are eyeballing him, and he's eyeballing the receiver, and then a lot of balls are getting tipped, and sometimes it doesn't turn out to be a great play for them. I think that his awareness in the game is getting better. Also, one play this past game that I shuddered when I saw it because I've been there before. You know, it was in an I formation with two backers in the A gaps, and they're both coming, and the back's trying to get around him to block him, and he ends up following the ball. So. Those are the kind of errors that he's got to correct down the line.
Hey, Don, it's Keith Sims here, and I want to ask you a question about your career and translate it to Tannehill. You had an opportunity to back up for Bob Greasy, Hall of Fame quarterback, and then see Dan Marino back up for him as well and see him mature. Now, when you take that experience that you saw with those two quarterbacks in Dolphin history and you translate that forward or move that forward to Ryan Tannehill, what would be a realistic expectation for Dolphin fans to put on Ryan Tannehill as far as his maturing through this football season and into his second NFL season as a starter for the Dolphins?
Well, I think you're going to see a tremendous change in Ryan Tannehill in his second half of the football season, Keith. I think, he's still going through some growing pains here. They made a great move today in signing Gaffney. You know, he's going to be the third wide receiver. He's used to doing that. He knows how to play that position. He's made a lot of plays throughout his career, and it's a play they needed to make. I mean, you had a few throws to the tight end, and basically the receivers outside are catching the ball. Everybody's got to get involved to get success for this young man. And I think once he gets into the groove with a little more three wide receiver and moving the ball around a little bit, gets a little more comfortable back there, I think the second half of the season is going to see tremendous growth on his part.
You talk about the second half of the season, but I want to ask a question, quarterback specific. You know, as an offensive lineman, you get to probably halfway through the season, and you've seen just about every defense, every blitz you're going to see in the NFL for the most part. For a quarterback, at what point in a season do you feel like he'll get to the point where he's seen just about everything the NFL has to offer and he won't get that new blitz or that new defensive scheme thrown at him?
It may not happen this year. I mean, to be quite honest with you, he's going to be tested. From the Arizona Cardinals, all of a sudden something new that they really hadn't shown too much of was the double A gap. Mm-hmm. They're in there, then they bail out. Is he going to check? Is he not going to check? Can he read the safeties behind it? Know when they're going to bail and when they're not going to. You got the New York Jets, the schemes that they run. You got Bill Belichick two times yet. That he's going to have some type of package definitely for a young quarterback. So, the learning curve for him is going to be watching the film and seeing it right in front of him and be able to break it down in a matter of seconds, and hopefully he'll be able to do that in a short period of time.
Stroker, I wanted to ask you a little bit off topic about Jabbar Gaffney. We signed him today. How long, because you've been a head coach in the collegiate level, you've coached on the professional level, and everybody knows about your playing career, but how long does it take to coach and to get somebody up to speed that signed on a Tuesday that they're hoping to get in a game on Sunday with the complexity of the and the tempo of the offense of the Miami Dolphins? Will Jabbar be able to get enough or a limited package to be able, in your opinion, to be able to play on Sunday?
I think so. I think that here's a veteran guy. He's been around. Remember now, he was at New England. He left there. He went to the Washington Redskins, caught 68 balls last year, if I'm not mistaken, I read.
Yes.
And then went back to New England, got released, and now he's sitting there ready to go. you know, a seam route might be called something else. It might be called a stick route. The comeback might be called a swing. You know, it might be terminology, but a lot of the patterns will be the same. And I think they'll have a package for him. They want to get him into the football game. There's no doubt about it. I think they've seen what they need to see. They know Tannehill control the ball down the field, which he obviously showed that this week for sure. And results. We need better results other than one touchdown and a couple interceptions and not winning the football game. You know, and it's finishing. A guy like Bar Gaffney has been in teams where they finish. And he's going to be a great addition to that football team.
Don Strzok is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Go back to Tannehill for a moment. Turnover is kind of the big thing right now, not just for him, but the team. Miami, I think, -5 through four games in the season. I imagine that's one of the big and most important learning curves that a young quarterback has to go through, just protecting the football.
Well, it is, and it's game management in some situations. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, all the plays were wrong, whatever, but you know, you're in a situation where, with 3 minutes to go and you're leading, you got to protect the football somehow. You're in overtime and you got to protect the ball somehow, you know, and make them beat you, you know. And the turnovers were very costly in that football game, and they turned the tide for the Arizona Cardinals to win the football game.
All right, there you go. Don Strzok, the great Dolphin quarterback on the Metro PCS Hotline, giving us some really good insight into what Ryan Tannehill is going through right now in his first year as a starter. Liked what you said about, you know, Keith's question. It may not happen this year that he sees everything that he needs to see. Always appreciate catching up with you, Don. Hopefully do it again a little bit later in the season, and hope everything's doing well for you.
Well, I thank you very much, and you guys have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks, Don.
There you go. Don Strzok on the Metro PCS Hotline. Get unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline by visiting thefinsiders.com.